What's up, Buds?
What up? What up?
BJ, Daryl, E. Ryan bring to you Buds Don't Watch Wrestling. I'm BJ.
And I'm Daryl.
E-may, I'm Orion.
And this week, we don't watch wrestling.
Nope.
We're going to watch board games.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about board games.
Love board games.
Tell us about board games, Ryan. Go!
So, I love this really dumb board game called the... I believe it's called The Terrible Green Things from Outer Space.
Okay.
And okay. It's a two-player board game. One player is the crew of a spaceship. It's cruising around the galaxy, and they get struck by this errant object. And on board this object are the terrible green things from outer space, which are this ever-populating, like self-replicating species of terrible aliens that are killing people on the ship.
Okay.
And every
I'm liking this. This sounds dope already.
Yeah. So every person on the crew has different stats and different abilities associated with them. So like you'll have an engineer that's near the engine room you can place him at. Mm-hmm. And there are options like for where you want to place everything too. And I believe the green things get to place themselves first. And then you get to place your crew. So you get a bit of an advantage.
Okay.
Since you're weaker all around compared to the aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just like playing like Alien the board game.
That's neat.
You know?
Nice.
And if
That's
you...
Neat. It sounds neat. Anyways.
It's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
It's very like role-play-y because okay. I played it before, and if your crew gets killed off to a certain point, like every time one player gets a kill, they get points. And those points accrue, and whoever has the most at the end wins, right?
Okay.
Those are your victory points. But if you lose enough of your crew, there's no way for you to recover because the aliens just become too strong or there's too many of them. But you can choose to escape if you get all of your crew into an escape pod.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, there's this whole like dice rolling mini game you have to play where it tells you like what happens to the rest of your crew afterward.
Okay.
And depending on what you get, you'll get more or less points. I lost that game by a single point.
Oh, that sucks.
I was so mad. I had gotten my whole crew off onto the escape pods. We got out, and I got this shitty ending, and it didn't give me enough points to win.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah. But it was a ton of fun.
It does sound like a fun game, though. It sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to bring it by sometime. But as far as board games go, it's weird being just like strictly two players.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not aware of any other board games like that just off the top of my head. Are you guys?
No.
Oh, Crossfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that was only a two-player game. That was pretty dope, too. You've been caught up in the crossfire. Yeah.
And the fucking...
You've been caught up in the...
The dice shooter you could pop off and shoot it
crossfire.
Across the...
No, Rock'em Sock'em
crossfire.
Robots.
Oh, yeah, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's a good one. Game Boy, originally.
Yeah.
Would have been two-player.
Cable
that's
to cable.
Barely.
Yeah, cable to cable.
Board game.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Mm-mm.
Now, board games are usually... made for more than two or more people.
I guess like the classic games like checkers, chess,
right?
Go,
yeah,
shogi, right. Stuff like that.
Right.
Hmm.
Fun one.
Do you have any thoughts? Who's next, BJ?
Me. Yeah, I was actually. I kind of wanted to talk about like old school games that we played as like kids. I think that's kind of cool.
Like Trouble and Sorry
like,
and
right,
shit?
Trouble, Sorry. Those were fun.
Hungry, Hungry
Hippos. I had Mousetrap. That was dope.
I never played Mousetrap by the rules. We just put it together to watch the fucking Goldberg machine do its fucking deal.
Right.
Bum, 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 bum.
That was so
the
much
best.
Fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guess Who was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. Played a lot of Guess Who as a kid.
Yeah.
excuse me, goodness. God, Maniac Mansion? Was that the one with the big mansion you had to put together?
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember something Maniac like Mansion as the NES.
Yeah, that's
the NES game,
I
played.
Yeah.
I think it might also have been a computer game, a PC game as well.
It had like a chandelier that you'd like push a button and it would fall on a pawn and kill them. And
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I just can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, me either.
I played that one all the time.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Daytona 500 game, and It was like a racing game with dice rolling to determine what happens and how far you go and what happens to your car and when you need pit stops and whatever. There was strategy to choosing where you went on the track and different things like that. That was always pretty dope.
Yeah.
And I also had a Dukes of Hazzard game, which was the fucking shit. It's kind of like a life kind of game where you just like rolled and progressed through the board, and where you landed determined what happened to you. But you had a little fucking like Dukes of Hazzard car, like the fucking General Lee. And it had stickers and it was more detailed, and it was cool.
Yeah, that is dope.
It was super cool. I remember playing that one when I was a kid.
Nice.
Yeah. I had a Ninja Turtles board game. I had two Ninja Turtles board games.
Nice. I had...
I think they both sucked, to be fair. But I had them.
I had, I mean, some of the classics, too. Like Scrabble.
Yeah.
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
I had Upwards, too. You remember that?
I remember Upwards, yeah. Where you stacked them, yeah.
That was dope.
Upwards was excellent.
Yeah.
That was one I would play with my grandmother all the time. But then she always preferred Scrabble, so that's what we always went with.
Right.
I played Sorry with a lot.
Yeah, I had...
Scrabble was always a good time, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find...
Just categories.
Nice.
That was fun.
Right.
I had a babysitter for a while who had a Family Feud board game and a Wheel of Fortune board game, and they were both super dope.
Nice.
Super dope.
We had... I got Family Feud at a garage sale once. So
yeah. Nice. Was it missing shit?
A little bit, huh?
Was it missing shit? Because they
usually a little bit, but I just had the questions and shit. That's all I needed, you know.
I definitely played Mystery Date and Mall Madness with my cousins.
There's a sale at the fashion boutique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I think it's Jason.
I know all about sales at the fashion boutique.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was always fun.
Yeah.
I think it's Billy!
Mystery Date! I did not play those much, but I remember the commercials for them, so.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Nowadays, if I play board games, it's usually with my children. Mm-hmm. And we usually are going with King of Tokyo, as I was saying right before we started recording.
Nice.
But now the buds get to know about it. And if you the buds don't know, it's one of the best games ever made, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's great pacing. It's a great, no matter how many number of people you have, whether it's two or three or seven, it's still fun. And the game is made to work with that many people by small, easy to understand alterations of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules themselves are simple. The game mechanics are simple. Kids can enjoy it. Probably... what I would say around 7 or 8 years old or so is about the time my kids played for the first time-ish, so.
Yeah.
And they were able to figure it out, so they weren't very good at it, but they could figure it out at least and play along, so. And we play Jenga from time to time still, too.
Nice.
And then Catan, because that's always a good time, and they're old enough now to understand it. And
what's cool is about Tokyo is that it's designed by Richard Garfield.
Yes.
Who was
Magic the Gathering.
Magic, right.
So he knows about these kinds of things already.
That's why it feels so good when you play it, because you've got that good game feel.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah, we played a lot of King of Tokyo all together.
Yeah, we did. I played that game drunk a lot.
The Pirate
House.
That
was a period of our lives, where it was just like...
get drunk and play King of Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Well, I always get drunk and do whatever it is we're doing, so...
We had our Soul Calibur 2 phase.
Yeah.
We had our Guitar Hero phase.
Right. We had a lot of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guitar Hero, Rock Band.
I've got Rock Band.
Yeah, I saw
all that.
It.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I've got a working guitar and bass upstairs. Actually, I got two guitars and a bass upstairs.
Oh, nice.
So I got some microphones somewhere or another around here in a box.
Yeah.
Plus the working drums. I got Beatles. I've got Rock Band 2, Rock Band 3, I got Guitar Hero Metallica, and Smash Hits, I think that's it.
Yeah. My favorite was playing the bass with the keyboard. That was my favorite.
Oh yeah, I think I still have the keyboard somewhere around here. I don't know where, though.
Yeah.
What if it was a guitar? Would that be cool?
It actually was technically a guitar.
Yeah. Oh, dope.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
So you could wear it on a strap if you wanted to.
Right on.
Like a guitar, but no. It was pretty dope. BJ was the only one that really gave it any real time and played it much.
Yeah.
I recently played Jenga, actually at a family function. It was the giant wooden type.
Okay.
And I did pretty well.
I've never played with the giant blocks, but I've always wanted to.
I was a few beers deep, and I think I was at that very good, peak where you're just at your maximum drunken efficiency.
Level. Right. Mm-hmm. You're at that perfect buzz.
Balmer's peak. That's what it is.
There you go.
And that lasted for about 2 minutes for me when I drank, so.
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
Especially not when you keep drinking.
But you get that moment of just perfect clarity, and that's where I was for Jenga.
That's nice.
It was nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
And Jenga's always a good time, too.
Right.
You get
remember when we had giant Jenga?
Did we have giant Jenga?
At work.
Christmas party. Yeah. It was like that at my family affair. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah.
That was a good time, too.
Yeah.
Because people get into it, man.
Right.
Everyone's like...
Right. Oh yeah, there was
after placing a block.
Tons of people. It was great.
Is there any board games you guys ever wished you'd had and never got, as a kid or something?
Hmm.
So I know Mousetrap wasn't mine, and I always wish I had Mousetrap so I could learn how to play it for real and not just put together and watch the Rube Goldberg machine do its thing.
Right.
I never got that opportunity. My parents never bought me that one. I always wanted Crossfire, and they wouldn't buy me that.
I have an embarrassing story about a game that I wanted.
Okay.
I really wanted to play Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Because a neighbor introduced it to me.
I loved Magic back in the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, there's a new starter set coming out. Was it Portal? Not Portal. Maybe.
It's been so long, dude.
It's been so long. Whatever the starter set was called, the original one.
I don't remember what series it was. It might have been Portal. It sounds familiar.
Something. But I'll look it up and... But anyway, I wanted it so bad, and I got it as a gift, and then I was super religious as a kid, and somebody implied to me that the cards were satanic, and so I immediately got rid of them. Uh-huh. I went and sold them at the card shop. I was like, here's this whole set of cards. I don't want them because they're devil's things.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I quickly grew out of that, though, later on in high school.
Yeah.
Suffice it to say.
But right. It's different when you're a kid because you're impressionable and you're still...
scary shit, man.
You're not quite old enough to figure things out for yourself either at that age, you know?
Then my neighbor had a cat named Satan, and I could never square it.
That's not an embarrassing story. I don't think so.
Well, you're sweet for saying so. Thank you.
I think it is.
I am sweet.
I think you should be totes embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a dick.
What a douches.
He's a
Lucius,
dick.
Lucius.
I calls him as I see
him. I'm a sweetie and he's a dick.
Yeah, you're Petey Sweetie and he's Lucius
Douches. I see it more as I'm a real person who feels shit, so I get it. And I do like Lucius Douches. That's a great fucking name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your name now.
Okay.
Lucius Douches over there.
Or LD if you want to just keep going by it.
And that's Lucius Douches over there.
No.
Peace out, guys. See you. Bye.
Yeah, the
LD.
The LD.
That's LD over there.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
You can just tell people it means long dick.
There we go. I could.
The people that met it already know.
Yeah.
Now he's intrigued. Now
anyway, so board games. I mean, there's also that, all those different card games and stuff that we play back at the Pirate House, too.
Right.
Some apples to apples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that board game.
Yeah. And Cards Against Humanity. And remember when we did apples to assholes?
Yes.
That was cool. No. You basically...
You're playing asshole, but with apples to apples.
Yeah.
How so do you play asshole?
So the first person out's the president.
Yeah.
The next person out for that round or whatever. The next person wins the vice president, and you then can pass drinking rules down to the person below you. And there's other drinking rules involved.
And
I don't remember because I was always drunk.
Yeah, and the last person's the bitch and has to do the asshole. Everyone the asshole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. That
and they sense. Do what everybody says and have to drink every time someone tells them to. And, like, yeah. So everybody can push drinks all the way down, like waterfalls all the way down to the asshole who has to waterfall the whole fucking time.
Right.
Until everybody's done. And, like, just, yeah. Fun shit like that. That's good times.
I remember stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do it now.
Me or either.
Right. No.
I'd be drunk like that. Because, yeah, I haven't drinking. Today will be 9:53, so.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good for you. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What else?
A lot of, like, not just Monopoly, but different versions of Monopoly.
Yeah.
I have Monopoly Jesus. Millionaire, which is similar to Monopoly in that you get houses and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you're not playing with, like, ones and fives and tens, you're playing with like million and 5 million and 20 million and like big dollars and shit like that.
Right.
It's kind of cool. And then there was the card Monopoly. It was a Monopoly card game that I think BJ owns. And basically you were like the first person to get to $1 million or whatever was the first person to win or whatever. Something like that. It was neat. They were fun takes on Monopoly that didn't. They weren't as time consuming as Monopoly, but it was close enough to kind of scratch that itch. Because I've always liked Monopoly, but man, that game can take for fucking ever.
Right. Speaking of games that can take forever, we used to play Dominion together.
Which one was that? I don't remember that one.
That was the card drafting board game.
Yeah, that was always fun.
That one was good. But did we ever play Munchkin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I own Munchkin.
What are your thoughts on Munchkin?
I like Munchkin. It's like a shortened version of that. Like, it doesn't take forever to play, but it's still that kind of fun card, I don't know, cheesy funness to it, I guess.
Great.
I'd seen recently there was an Adventure Time flavor, and I was like, ooh, that appeals to me.
Interesting, yeah.
Remember that time we tried to play Zombies?
Oh, man.
That's a game that takes forever.
God damn, that took fucking forever.
Right? That was, yeah.
That was one of the first games we made rules for. Like, we can't start this before 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Or after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. I mean, because after that, it's too late to finish it in a reasonable time.
And everyone would hate each other afterward.
Right.
We were cool with that. Like, we never had that issue where we got mad at each other over board games and shit.
I played with people that would get that way.
Maybe just like zombies. It might be like, oh, fuck you, and then that was the end of it. Right. You fucking fuck.
Not legit mad.
But yeah, not legit mad. Like, playfully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna let you on
fire. I can't believe you screwed me over. I'm gonna light you on fire, you asshole. Kind of joking, fun way.
Right. I'm gonna light you on fire.
Right. That's what we did. We used to light Nathan's socks on fire all the time.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Don't do that.
And not his sakes, his socks. And it wasn't dangerous. Nathan's fine. I've seen him recently.
Yeah.
He wasn't on fire. He's fine.
Don't catch Nathan on fire.
Anyways, yeah, don't light shit on fire.
Yeah.
Play board games instead.
Yeah. And I do like how board games, like, have evolved over the years, too. I think it's just dope that they're becoming more popular with adults and more mainstream, like, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
They're more complexity. They're not just simplistic, Monopoly. Your goal is to go around the board multiple times or as quick as possible or whatever it is.
Right. I just think, I feel like it's another
And there's
thing.
More skill and less luck-based.
Right.
You do have zombies back there. We
Yeah. And an expansion or two as well. It is BJ's, but yeah, there's an expansion or two for it. I know one of them's like the zoo or something like that, where there's like zombie zoo creatures and shit. Mm-hmm. And I think he owns another one that's back there as well, but yeah, we do have zombies.
I think there's one that adds like a nemesis type thing in it.
I've got a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards back there too.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I got them because Aiden was supposed to teach me how to play, and Aiden never taught me how to play, so I never... they've been collecting dust back there for...
Yeah, see, and those are things I never got into, those...
Does he still play?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I never got into those type of card games, like the Magics.
I got into Magic, and that was really the only one.
I was disappointed that I wasn't into Magic recently because they just did a co-op with Toho and released Godzilla Magic cards.
I heard about that.
Yeah. They were legendary dinosaurs and they used art from like the films that they had Wizards artists redo. Yeah.
I fell out of it once I had kids because
I want to see if they have like the big like hanging version though. I don't need like the card sized one. Those are expensive. Yeah.
You should just get a big like I don't know, what are those 11x14.
I could just get a print of it, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd probably be pretty cheap.
Yeah.
That'd be cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have the whole series.
Uh huh. That'd be sweet. That's good thinking, man. Yeah. I like the strategy here behind that.
I go find some cheap frames.
Yep.
I'm sure you could somewhere in the dollar store or
right.
Frames or Us.
I go to the Mexico. Restore.
Huh?
Restore.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or any of those Goodwill, maybe.
But that's dicey right now, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm. You're right.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck what?
All of them.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, anything else about board games, guys?
Your mouth's working real well today.
Fuck it, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Anything else we want to talk about board games?
I really like board games. I like the Oregon Trail board game. I see it over
there. I heard that too, yeah.
That's fun.
I don't particularly have anything else to say.
No,
I'm tired
neither.
Oh, over there.
There it's it right is.
There. That's Munchkin up there on top of Jenga.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Blockus is underneath it. Blockus is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Blockus is... Have you ever played that?
Yeah, where you're trying to get to the center.
Yeah, well, you're trying to get all your pieces on the board.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and it just kind of naturally...
That's just a strategy, and how it naturally works is leading towards the center of the board. But yeah, it's a blast. It's good times. I recommend it. Uh-huh. Tell us what board games you like, Buds. You can hit us up at BudsWW on the Twitter or email to the Gmail at the same.
You can get me at Beej2004. That's BEEJ2004.
And you can get me if you roll a straight or a flush.
Either or. Leave us a 5-star comment, like, share, subscribe. Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies. Tell...
Tell your loved ones. Tell your loved enemies. Tell your frenemies.
Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your llama.
Tell your fad. Fad frog.
Yeah, your Mexican staring frog from...
Sri Lanka, Mexico.
From Sri Lanka, Ohio.
Loved ones.
And until next time, that's LD over there.
I hate you. I'm not saying it. Fuck you guys. Bye.
That's PJ over there.
And that's Daryl and Ryan.
Hola.
He's buttered.
I'm an asshole. Buttered.
See ya.
Sorry, LD.
Fucking dick. Kick you in the face.
Okay.
Sound check, by the way.
Yeah,
we should talk about our pronouns on this episode. We could talk about our pronouns versus
right now.
Mine's dragon, but I will also accept he or they or them or it.
Yeah, I generally don't care.
As long as, I mean, generally, like, not feminine. That's,
right.
That's really...
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me, but it's not accurate. So, for accuracy's sake, anything not feminine. Like, if it's neutral, I'm cool with it. If it's masculine, I'm cool with it. If it's dragon, I'm cool with it.
I just I prefer dude. And I wish everybody would just go like dude.
I'm a dude.
I'm a dude.
He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Yeah!
Good burger.
All right, whenever you're ready, BJ.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck all of y'all. Fuck everybody.
Fuck it all.
Fuck it. So, fuck what's up?